Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, little Chicago, bringing this back. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there. Don't forget to take our poll question on the homepage. I mentioned that a minute ago. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. The newsletter has been around. We've been doing that every single Sunday afternoon since 1999. So all those things there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We built it just for you. We keep maintaining it, upgrading it, updating it, putting new stuff up every single day just for you. So take advantage of it. Richard DeKayser has been depositing wisdom with us on our website through the show for over almost 10 years now. He's an economist for the Parthenon Group. And Richard, talk to us a little bit about 2011. What are you? I'm in the middle of doing my projections. I mean, my predictions, I should say, for 2011. And by the way, I was 71%, 72% accurate for 2010. And my 10-year average is 70.3%. So I'm working on my predictions coming up for 2011. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, that's pretty good, Jim. Generally, over 50% is the benchmark forecasters aim for, so congratulations.
I wish I were getting paid for that accuracy.
Well, just for, as a matter of record, because I know you gave me a hard time on this 1 year ago when we were talking
me?
About
me? I would never do that.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And you're half right. You said I was too optimistic, and in fact I was, but I was predicting GDP growth for this year of 3.2%.
I remember that.
3.2, and as I said a moment ago, we got 2.9. So you're right; I was too optimistic.
And that was, I put my money where my mouth was. I predicted that it would be less than 3%, and it turned out okay. But also, I need to point out that the 2.9, the fourth quarter pulled you up quite a bit because it was below that prior to the fourth quarter. Anyway, go ahead.
2011, I think, is going to be a pretty good year. I think we're going to see better growth than we saw in 2010. I think real GDP, again, that summary measure of economic activity, is going to be closer to 3.5%.
Right.
Importantly, that's going to be sufficient to actually create some meaningful job gains. In this economy, you've got to do 2.5% GDP growth just to hold the unemployment rate stable. You've got to do much better than that to drive it down. I think we will. So the 9.8% roughly unemployment rate that we have today will be down somewhere in the vicinity of 9.2, still stratospheric by any historical standards, but a big improvement. I think there's going to be several aspects to this improvement. The consumer economy is going to come back. As jobs come back, consumers will spend more, and they have been. Housing, I think, is going to continue to bump along the bottom, though you'll see a mild uptrend. In fact, we've got the best way to describe the housing market is stabilized after the precipitous declines of 2007.
But there's still a lot of toxins to wash through that system.
Absolutely.
Especially in states like Florida, Nevada,
huge.
Arizona.
We've seen a stabilization in foreclosure activity, but that, as I was talking about the economy, that's not good enough. We've got to see it come down a lot, and it hasn't. So there's a lot of property out there that's going to weigh on the housing market. It's going to prevent prices from showing any meaningful rebound.
What's the exciting thing that you see happening in 2011? What do you think is going to be the bright spot for 2011?
I think the bright spot is going to be exports and foreign trade more generally. The United States economy has been living through a relatively strong dollar world for most of the past 25 years.
Yeah.
Not anymore. The dollar is relatively cheap. Our foreign trading partners.
It's really down now.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think that creates a nice brew for improving export performance. Our competitiveness is enhanced. And interestingly, this would be a big change because we've been talking about through the 80s, the 90s, and even the past decade, poor performance generally in the factory sector. But I think as we increasingly tap these foreign markets, with an attractive competitiveness position, we're going to see, as we have already begun to see in 2010, a relatively strong showing in the industrial sector of the U.S. economy. So if I were to predict where we're going to, what we're going to look back on a year from now, I would say overall, better than average growth, declining unemployment, housing bumping along the bottom, but not going down, if anything, trending upward.
And, so what it sounds like you're saying is we're going to like the trend, but we're still not going to like the numbers.
Exactly right. You know, for people, as I said, most Americans, they diagnose the economy based on a single number. How's the unemployment rate? How secure is my job? How strong are my income? Is my income rising? That's still, even a year from now, not going to be great.
Well, you know, as my audience knows, over a year ago, I wrote an article about the letter that I was ascribing or attributing to this recovery. It's not going to be a V, or it's not going to be a U, or it's not going to be a W. It's going to be an M, and M stands for marathon. And what you just described for 2010 and 2011 in the last two segments sounds like more marathon to me.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it's, you know, it's been a long slog back. We're not going to be at what economists call a full employment economy till after 2012. So this is all part of that process of coming back. However, I want to emphasize this. Profits have been rising very smartly, and I think they're going to continue to show a good gain in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your audience is mostly small business folks, and again, it's going to be extremely varied depending upon the industry and geographic location. But on the whole, businesses which very, very conservatively manage their costs during the Great Recession
mm-hmm.
have been experiencing a nice bottom-line translation as we've
That's exactly right, and because if you survived, you learned how to operate efficiently, and you've lost some competitors, so you should be more profitable right now. But a lot of people probably don't feel that. When we come back, I'm going to get Richard to talk to us about 2011 for small business right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.